This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9 and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. More than 100 community organisations and advocates have signed a joint statement calling for an end to laws that permit religious discrimination against LGBTIQ people. The statement, which was organised by Community Activists Against Homophobia, comes ahead of the government's impending Religious Discrimination Act, which advocates fear may undermine protections for LGBTIQ people. The statement calls on the Coalition and Labor to commit to removing all anti-discrimination exemptions that allow religious organizations to discriminate on the basis of sexuality, sex, and gender identity. New data from the Following Lives Undergoing Change study has found that 69.8% of gay and bisexual men who meet the eligibility criteria to take PrEP have not commenced doing so. The Flux study is a national online observational study among gay and bisexual men that focuses specifically on licit and illicit drug use, rather than a cross-sectional general survey. Chair of PrEP Access Now, Michael Whelan, said it was important for people to work out whether PrEP was the right tool for them. A leading Sydney endocrinologist who treated hundreds of trans patients has retired suddenly, accusing the New South Wales Medical Council of placing unnecessary restrictions on him. Jonathan Hayes, who was based at St Leonard's, accused the council of expressing disapproval regarding the increasing focus on my practice on transgender medicine. Hayes' shock retirement may affect the healthcare of hundreds of trans people who saw him periodically to access hormone treatment. The council has denied Hayes' claim that they placed conditions on his medical registration. The Victorian government has introduced a bill to Parliament allowing trans and gender diverse people to more easily change the sex recorded on their birth certificate. The Births, Deaths and Marriages Registration Amendment Bill 2019 removes the pre-existing requirement for trans adults to have undergone gender affirmation surgery before being able to change the sex on their birth certificate. The Star Observer has been saved and will live on after being acquired by new media company Out Publications. Last month, the iconic national LGBTIQ publication entered voluntary administration, prompting fears the 40-year-strong masthead would collapse. However, The Star Observer will now be published by Out Publications, a new media company established by Lawrence Gibbons. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
It's been revealed that the International Association of Athletics Federations referred to two-time Olympic champion Caster Semenya as biologically male. Documents released on Tuesday by the Court of Arbitration for Sport in Switzerland have shown that officials argued in court that Semenya should reduce her testosterone levels because she's a male with a female identity, despite the fact that the IAAF has previously denied this. A new study has found that homophobic language isn't linked to the rejection of gay athletes. The Monash Uni study of 146 semi-professional ice hockey players says that 86% of athletes who use gay slurs don't mean to convey messages of homophobia to their teammates and still believe their teams would be welcoming places for gay athletes. 55% of participants say they use the slurs to make people laugh, 46% think the language is normal, and 6 or 7% say they want to homophobically bully gay people. And finally, wealthy rugby player Israel Folau has been slammed for setting up a public fundraising campaign for $3 million to help fight his sacking by Rugby Australia. Folau launched legal action with the Fair Work Commission after RA terminated his contract over an anti-gay social media post, and if a deal isn't struck, he will take the matter to the High Court seeking $10 million in damages. Former Wallabies teammate Drew Mitchell says the issue is now about Folau's greed, not his religion, as there are less fortunate people who need the money more than him. Last week, Folau doubled down on his comments in a Facebook video uploaded by Sydney's Truth of Jesus Christ Church, saying the devil is trying to instill trans kids in this country.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app.
And visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.